Music City, Nashville, Tennessee.
Two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
You were hoping I wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Scott.
And my name is Hino. Thank you so much for tuning in again tonight. There goes the band. They just left the building.
There they go. See you later. Union
Take
wages.
A break, guys. Well, this show is all for all you songwriters and musicians and performers out there who just want to get a handle on how things work here in Music City.
That's right, which your mic stand doesn't tonight.
Yeah, it's nothing's
there you go. You got it. Remember, we don't have any answers. We don't know a thing. We're out there slinging songs during the day just like you guys are, but we are able to find the right people, bring them into the studio, pick their brains, and answer your questions.
Yeah.
And how do they do that, Hino?
You know what? They can go to Facebook, facebook.com/TheMusicRowShow. They can hit us up on Twitter, @TheMusicRowShow.
Right.
Find us after the show on Instagram, @TheMusicRowShow.
You can email us.
@TheMusic. I mean, it's just so easy.
Us @TheMusicRowShow.
Sure, mail@TheMusicRowShow.
Mail@TheMusicRowShow.
But man, we've got a fun show tonight. A big fun show. We got hit songwriters, recording artists Damien Horn and Krista Marie.
Yes.
Here in the first hour. They're going to talk about what they've been up to and their new project, New North, which is pretty exciting.
Yes. And then hit recording artist, longtime friend of the show, and one of my favorite singers, Shelley Fairchild.
Yeah.
Is going to be in an hour too. Do you guys like Shelley?
I love Shelley.
We love Shelley.
Yeah. I love her.
She's awesome.
Yep. She's amazing. Yeah.
So she'll be here in a bit. So I'm excited for that too.
You know what I'd be excited about? If you introduced our guest.
I'd be happy to. Individually, they've both been in town for several years and have diligently been forging their winding paths in this music business that has eventually brought them together creatively. Damien has gone from a homeless LA musician to lower Broadway busker to music mafia member and part of what was just a real crazy, innovative, cool time here in Music City. Krista took a more conventional road. I mean, I've heard this a million times.
Yeah.
Upstate New York theme park singer turned theater major turned L.A. actress and stunt woman turned signed recording artist and motorcycle cross racer turned label executive. It's the same story again and again, a million times. You know, but together they are two of the three members that made up the hit group The Farm a few years back and are now busy with a new project called New North. We are very excited and very happy to say Damien Horn, Krista Marie, we're glad you're here. Welcome to the Music Row Show.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hello. Thanks for having us, Scott.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Good to be here.
We just realized this is our first interview together as New North. So this
all
is
right.
Really? This is good.
Breaking you in.
Happened all right. Here first.
Yeah. On WSM. How exciting.
Wow. Well, as Scott mentioned, you guys have done some great work, not only with The Farm, but I've went back and listened to y'all's solo stuff. That's pretty awesome as well. Krista, Wild Child is awesome, and Love Saga, Damien, like I told you before the show, love it.
Thank you.
Listened to it several times today. So you two are great about making your music on your own and together. What is it about your collaboration that works so well?
I just think, first of all, we just both have the same process and the spirit of what we feel music is supposed to do. You know, like we both believe that we want to create music that is going to touch people in a positive manner and just kind of like become the soundtrack to people's lives in a positive way. And we both look at music in that way, you know, in that regard. It's just like, okay, whatever we're dealing with or what we're thinking about, or what we're feeling, you know, we put that down and then hopefully someone can connect to that and it allows to make their process easier or give them a place to kind of like relate or mm-hmm, something like mm-hmm. that. And we both approach music in that fashion. So it makes it easy to create music together.
Oh, sweet.
How about when you guys first got together to write, what was it? Did you guys catch an instant connection creatively? And what do you remember about that first co-write session?
Well, if you go back to the very first co-write session, that was probably almost 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, that was 12 years ago, actually. I think I met you out at Fontenelle, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So that's been a little musical tie. That's a long story. But we started there, and then we had been writing, of course, with The Farm and mm-hmm. our partner, Nick Hoffman, at the time. And, you know, now as New North, we actually hadn't gotten together for a little while, and we just said, hey, you know, let's get together and see what happens. And it was really fun. Like that was the biggest thing for me. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm kind of in a place personally in my life to kind of flip a new page, turn a new leaf, and everything has got to be fun. If it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. So, being around this guy, he's really a light. He touches people. And, you know, when I'm in a room with him, I just get a great vibe. And we write music, I feel the same way. So,
Scott, we might want to lock the door. It might turn not fun.
If this doesn't get fun, she's out of here.
She's not making not fun, guy. The pressure's
on. We've got to keep this fun. Somebody get a motorcycle.
So quick. She needs to jump something.
So okay, so you're and I know you've told this story a million times, and so I'm sorry for this, but just for our listeners, you're busking on Second Avenue,
right?
And some guy in a cowboy hat and a handlebar mustache stops it. And listens to you. What do you remember about that night and the weeks following as far as, you know, because he did say, come hang with us. And just what do you remember about first walking in and going, what have I gotten into?
I remember, after, you know, the encounter on the side of Second Avenue, like you said, is exactly like that. The big black cowboy hat, the handlebar mustache. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting out there playing and I remember him walking by with a group of people, and then he kind of stops. The group kind of keeps walking, but he stops, and so they stop. And he kind of, I can tell he's like listening, so we're playing and singing, and then he comes back, and he goes in his wallet, and he throws a $100 bill in my guitar case. Yeah, and I've been out there for weeks already, and nobody's thrown a $100 bill.
Right,
in
it. Right.
So I was like, all right, I need to pay attention.
I like this guy. This,
you are my new best friend. So yeah. He kind of sat down, and he was asking me about the music, and then he's like, can I see your guitar? And so I gave him the guitar, and he started jamming. And then it just turned into a jam session kind of right there on the side of the street. And he was just like, man, you have a gift. He's like, you know, we do this thing weekly, you know, called the Music Mafia up at the Pub of Love. It's just me and my friends, and we just make music. And, like, we have microphones and everything, and you're inside. You don't have to stay out in the cold and yeah. do what you're doing.
He's like, we have microphones and everything.
We have microphones and everything. It's like, cool. So, the next week, I met him up there, and the first person he introduced me to was Big Kenny. And Big Kenny always has coined the phrase freak parade. And and that's exactly what it was like, being a part of it. Kenny runs up to me, I just met this guy, his big arms just kind of wrap his, he's a big
he's
guy.
He's a tall guy.
He's a tall guy, but even more so his personality is big, And so, from the very first moment I met him, we've been like brothers ever since, and then it went on from, meeting Gretchen from there, John Nicholson, Shannon Lawson, James Otto, the list goes on and on. There were so many people a part of that. And they were all just in there jamming and just creating music, and it was like Krista said, it was just fun. It wasn't about the industry. It wasn't about trying to get signed. It wasn't about making money. Everybody just loved doing what they were doing. They were having fun.
That's cool. Well, that's the music business in general these days.
Oh yeah,
it's not about making money anymore. I'm trying to get classified as a nonprofit. How do I file for
that?
It's tax time. I got to figure this out.
Yeah. So, Krista, you have to be the first stunt woman, motocross racer turned songwriter, recording artist we've ever had on the show. Probably ever will. How did all that happen? How did you get into that? And how did that kind of mixed in with your music?
Well, I've always had a need for speed. So it mm-hmm. started out with, I say it, but I come back to it. It started out with one horse, and I started out in 4-H. I grew up in a little town in upstate New York, and, living on a farm was part of life.
Right.
So the horse wasn't fast enough. So I upgraded to a motorcycle.
Yeah. By how old were you then?
I was 14 or 15.
Okay.
And I had actually worked all summer in the live show at Darien Lake, Six Flags Darien Lake, upstate New York.
Singing country music.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I sang Patsy Cline crazy every day, mm-hmm. 7 days a week. Every now and then they'd give me off. But anyway, so I bought my first motorcycle with that money. And I hit it at a friend's garage.
Yeah, I was going to say, your parents thought what?
No, they wouldn't have. I would have been out of the house.
Oh, boy.
So so I did. Kids don't do that. But anyway, I did leave it at a friend's house and learned how to ride. I got my permit. And I've been riding ever since, actually. So
that's awesome.
That's where it all started. And then, of course, evolved into motocross. And then I had a pretty bad wreck about 8 years ago, and now I'm aftermarket. I've got a titanium rod, a couple of screws.
Got some upgrades.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I call them. I call them upgrades.
There you go.
And in the stunt world was, well, no different than him working the lower Broadway. I was out there trying to make money, and
can you jump this motorcycle off this building?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. What can I do to make some money and pay rent this week in LA? So that's
what's the craziest stunt you ever had to do?
I got hit by a car.
Ooh.
Yep. And of course, you know, anybody that knows in the movie business, it's not one take, it's not two takes, it's like 30 takes.
Yeah, hey, so, hit by 80 cars.
You know what? At the end of the day, the stunt coordinator looked at me and said, "You are so hired for our next gig," because I still had a smile on my face. I was having so much fun. But
you
the
were crawling,
next
but,
day, yeah. Oh my gosh, the next day, though, I was in agony. I was like covered from head to toe in black and blue. And but yeah, I lived to tell about it, so.
Wow. I need this to look more painful.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Okay, no. I need you to whip your head back a little more.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you bounce off the pavement.
When you bounce off the pavement.
Yeah.
Well, I had some gear on for the first few hits,
mm-hmm.
but towards the end, though, they wanted to get a really close up.
Yeah.
So they said, we can't have pads on for this one. So
yeah.
off came the
no
padding.
Pants.
No, we had pants. I had pants.
Sorry.
Pads. P-A-D-S.
We are not young men, Krista.
You're hitting the ground with no pads.
And... I know. We went there early, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
No pants. No pants in the scene. No, it was no pads
didn't
in the scene.
Know what kind
so.
Of movie it was.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. It's not getting fun, Hino.
I know.
It's getting not fun.
The fun is only starting right now. No pants.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my. So I moved here 12 years ago, right when Music Mafia was kind of full steam. And everybody I met, they'd say, okay, we're going to start playing at this place and we're going to call ourselves the song Symposium, but everybody was trying to do the exact same thing as the Music Mafia. Yeah. This is going to be different. We're going to call ourselves the family.
Yeah, the crew. We're going to be the crew.
We're going to be the crew at this place, and it's going to be great. And you know, it was such a there was just no way to replicate what was happening.
Right.
I'm not going to spend all night on this, I promise. But it was just fascinating to me. I remember going there and just going, man, this is just the coolest thing ever. How did that help you creatively or influence you and drive you musically?
It was everything, you know, like during this time, I didn't, you know, after I graduated from high school and then finally made my way here to Nashville, you know, I didn't go right to college right away.
Mm-hmm.
But being part of Music Mafia was like college for a musician. It was definitely like an artist development type thing, because I'm around guys like John Rich and Big Kenny and James Otto and John Anderson and you know, John Nicholson, all these guys, Shannon Lawson, I can just keep naming all day.
Yeah.
You know, all these guys who had been in the business for a long time and had already had success and were continuing in success, and just watching them, I mean, literally following them around, you know, like, you know, before when I first started playing in the Mafia, I was a part of a group. I didn't even play guitar. I played keys at the time, but I didn't play guitar at all. And so when my band broke up, I was like, well, I guess I need to learn how to play guitar. And so I remember just watching them play, and I would just carry their stuff around, and mm-hmm. I would just be a part of it. And I would watch what they would do, and I would go back home with my pawn shop guitar and try to practice what they were doing. But it was like no better, you know, no better kind of artist development program I could think of than being with the Music Mafia and just learning from that process and watching people who were super talented and super good at it and then mimicking that, you know.
Yeah,
and it also grew my love for songwriting. I moved here to be a songwriter, and you got some of the best songwriters coming out of that group. You got John Rich, you know, Big Kenny, you know, James Otto, these, you know, Shannon, these guys were phenomenal songwriters, still are, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about you, Krista? What he said?
What he said, exactly.
Ditto.
Ditto. That's the one thing about Dee and I. We're usually on about the same page.
We're on the same page.
That's what makes making music so easy. We're usually about on the same page. Until I haven't had something to eat, then Amy's like, go eat a Snickers bar or something.
Yeah. It's that commercial.
Like that commercial.
Yeah.
She turns into
yourself when you're hungry.
She turns into the Sopranos all of a sudden. Or, yeah.
So what's your go-to when you're getting that low blood sugar anger, when you're getting hangry, what do you go for?
Whatever is in front of me.
Really?
What did it used to be?
Cheese.
I love cheese all the time.
Cheese anything. Toasted all right. cheese.
I like cheese.
Cheese pizza.
No more cheese for her.
No more cheese.
Oh, no. Why not?
No. I found out I have a dairy allergy.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. Dang it was right. I found this out a few weeks ago and I was miserable.
Oh,
like,
my
what
gosh.
Am I gonna
this
eat
is
now?
This is new.
Like, what yeah. am yeah. I going to eat? So.
Yeah. Oh, that yeah. is sad.
Oh, trust me. I know.
That'd be like finding out you're allergic to music and you can't listen to it
anymore.
You'd
be like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it anyway.
I know.
Wow.
That's all right. I'll survive.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I think I'm going to take a break. this segment was brought to sad cheese
sad
segment.
Cheese in.
Our sponsor, Kraft Cheese.
Kraft Cheese.
No
there,
longer,
we'd like
no
to thank them
sponsor.
For. It's of course our friends at Main Street Productions. These guys know this. They had some great music videos out. Videos are still, even though maybe not around on TV in the States. There's not as many.
Video outlets,
but online with, mm-hmm. with YouTube and Snapchat. And then in Europe, it's still a great big deal. They still have a lot of video shows there. So Main Street Productions, if you're an artist or songwriter, you need to get something out there. They're a great organization to get a hold of.
Yeah, Fred's a great guy. He works in feature films all the time. So the mm-hmm. equipment that he's got.
And TV shows.
Yeah, and TV shows. So the equipment he's got is top notch. You know, the stuff that you'd see shooting a feature film or a TV show. So. That's the kind of stuff they could be shooting your music video. They're at mainstreetproductions.org. Go check them out. They're awesome.
Do you remember when he was saying that he was doing that one movie and he made that girl get hit by a car 80 times?
Yes.
I wonder.
Thought that was funny. You know what? But the funny thing was he told us that he actually got the shot after the third
take.
But
yeah.
he just was having so much fun watching her get hit by the car.
Sounds about right.
Then yeah. he just kept going. So anyway,
I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
And sure.
I'm sure.
MainStreetProductions.org. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of Damien Horn and Krista Marie here on the Music Row Show. So come on back.
Up jeans with your hair pulled back through the back of a baseball cap. Mary Kay lips and those homey hips. Will you hide that peekaboo tat? Do you want to ride? Do you want to roll with me? Then you take shotgun, baby, and I'll take the driver's seat. Get covered in mud. Full bottle, baby, you. Somewhere getting in and getting in deep. I'm talking about us. A little bit of wild and free.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's a sneak peek. That's Mud. Brand new music from New North. We've got Damien Horn and Krista Marie here of that new group, and that's not out yet. In fact, they're still working on the album, so that's kind of a sneak preview.
That's kind of a retelling though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember hearing that song earlier. I love that song.
Retelling, what do you mean?
Well, we had a full band production of that sound. Our New North sound kind of is more a little more organic as opposed to the full like rock and electric guitar
the whole band,
sound.
Yeah.
It's right. just more
because that was with the farm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was one that Damien and I wrote with. We co-wrote with Tyrone Carricker, who's actually out with Sam Hunt right now.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, sweet, 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 sweet. Well, Damon, you just from reading up on you and finding out all about you, you're a pretty inspirational guy. How important has it been for you to intertwine your musical ambitions with your faith and your outreach to help people? How's that?
Well, for me, you know, like the two have never they've never can be separated. You know, saying I think ultimately my purpose is to encourage and inspire and motivate people. You know. People have done that for me and allow me to get to the place in my life where I am now. And I just want to kind of be that catalyst for other people. Now, music is the, one of the tools that I have, but you know, I feel like we all have multiple tools that we can do that align with our purpose. And I feel like my purpose is that, but music is the tool that helps me, you know, get through those avenues, you know, and reach people. What better language than the language of music? You know, everybody can understand that whether you're speaking the same words or not.
Yeah.
Know?
So is that side of your life helped you achieve your musical goals, or has it sometimes gotten in the way? Or
I mean, both. You know, I would never say it's gotten in the way, but it just kind of keeps that path very clear for me, you know, mm-hmm. because, you know, because of the way that I believe and what I feel about, you know, when it comes to my faith and mm-hmm. things like that, there's a pretty clear lane for that, you know, and it's very clear on things that I will and won't do when it comes even musically, you know, what I'll write and what I'll say and deliver musically. So yeah, it's a big part of that.
You won't do.
You don't go blue.
Yeah.
Or right. pantsless
yeah.
motorcycle
yeah.
songs.
Yeah. I can't do the pantsless motorcycle songs, you know.
Yeah.
I just leave that for somebody else. Not that
sure.
there's, you know, yeah. That's just
there's
not
anything
yeah,
wrong
yeah,
with
no,
that.
No, not at all. That's
you are just obsessed with pantsless.
I have seen him shirtless, though.
Okay.
Yeah. The ladies shirtless. Go crazy.
Well, we'll leave that for the ladies.
Oh, look, the ladies out here are looking.
Speaking of the ladies.
I think you just got a standing ovation out there. Oh, my goodness.
Let's get a song before we just keep talking about pants.
Before we just keep talking, which one do you want to play here?
Do you Mama or Mama? Yeah,
let's do Mama.
We'll do Mama.
Mama, all right.
Yes. So this particular song I actually wrote a while back with my best friend, J.R. Octatree. We've written a lot in town. There's so many great writers in this city, but it's always good to write with somebody you can, like, writing is like therapy. You know what I'm saying? You're just like kind of spilling your guts. So if it's hard for you to kind of open up to somebody, it kind of tends to make the writing session a little bit tougher. But this particular one is just kind of like my thoughts about getting to take somebody special
sweet
home to Mama.
The thing that's really special about this song, in my opinion, and I said, Damien, have you cut that yet? He said, no. I said, we're going to cut it because it hit home with me too. And I don't know who it wouldn't hit home to. If you've got a mom out there and you've got somebody that you love and you want to bring them home, take them home to Mama, then you can relate to this song.
All right.
I woke up this morning, baby, I knew I've been putting off something long overdue. There's another woman I belong to, and she holds a piece of my heart just like you. But I think it's time that I take you home to Mama. Yeah, she gonna love ya. And talk about Jesus way too much. Fry some food and try to fatten you up. Put her arms around ya. Thank God that I found ya. I can't wait to see the look on her face when I finally get a chance to take you home to Mama. She's a little old-fashioned, a little old-school. And don't be surprised when you and I sleep in the separate rooms. And we'll wake up to her singing gospel tunes. Glass of Folgers, eggs over easy, and bacon too. But you'll fit in just fine when I take you home, Mama. Yeah, she gonna love ya. And talk about Jesus way too much. Fry some food and try to fatten you up. Put her arms around ya. Thank God that I found ya. I can't wait to see the look on her face when I finally get a chance to take you home, Mama. I'll be the happiest man in the whole wide world when I'm finally standing next to both of my girls. Mama, yeah, she gonna love ya. And talk about Jesus way too much. Fry some food and try to fatten you up. Put her arms around you. Thank God that I found you. I can't wait to see the look on her face when I finally get a chance to take you home, mama. Take you home to mama.
Yeah. All right. That is a great song. I love that.
I've heard that a few times. That's in my songs I'm mad I didn't write category.
Right. Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah. Dang it. Krista, we were talking about this earlier, your need for speed that has caused some injuries. But I imagine that there's also a mental toughness and a fearlessness that has probably translated into positive tools for the music business. Would you agree with that?
I would say so. You know, you definitely have to have a tough skin, but, you know, hey, I am human. I am fragile too. And I can break, which I proved 8 years ago when I was in my bad wreck. You know, the thing that keeps driving you is though making music. And, you know, I actually had stopped for a little while, and a good friend of mine, AJ Masters, who is a phenomenal musician in this town, phenomenal songwriter, and what this town was built on years ago. And when he passed away, I really lost a little piece of my heart.
You guys did an album together.
We sure did. It was called Masters Marie, and we did it our way. It wasn't commercial. It was just what we loved. We were sitting around a fire, and we created this music, and we created that album together. And it was a couple of years after he'd passed that I wasn't sure if I was ready to make music. And Damien called me up, and that's actually where it all started again and reignited. And he said, hey, let's get together and write, sis. And we did, and the rest is history. And we just keep on writing now.
Keep writing.
Gotta lick awesome. And keep on ticking, right?
So. What's interesting is that you guys, each of you, really didn't want to be in a group at first early on. You know, why was that, and
nobody
then what changed?
Nobody really wants to be in a group at first. We all
really?
Just want to get out there.
Nobody really wants to be in a group. Everybody's like, I want to be the lead. I want to be
Elvis.
I want to be,
And then later you're going, hey, the Stones aren't bad.
Exactly. But, you know, there's definitely, you know, there's, you know, I mean, I love it, especially when you're working with the right group of people, man. You know, like, you know, you learn really quick, man, that it takes a team in every aspect of this business, definitely, you know, just to kind of to make things go. You know, we had the opportunity to travel the country and go to over like 160 radio stations, you know, and just seeing the process of that has given me a whole new little outlook of like what it takes just to get a song played on the radio,
right?
You know, and
so, even that doesn't guarantee you're going to get played in 160 radio stations.
Absolutely, yeah. That's just the, you know, the hopefully get light spin somewhere, anywhere, you know, just to get the ball rolling, you know, and just, you know, so that process, you know, made me realize how important a team was, you know, and the same goes across, you know, when we had the opportunity to tour as the Farm, you know, the three of us, myself, Krista, and Nick Hoffman, you know. One of the cool things about being in a band is like these guys always challenge me. You know what I'm saying? Like when Nick's on stage and he's giving it all he got, if I'm not feeling the best I'm at, but it, looking at him and seeing him do his thing makes me push a little bit harder. And the same thing with Krista. When I see her, you know, like you said, she's got, you know, metal rods in her body, but she'll rock hard.
Take one out.
Exactly.
You better do a backflip.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We can't. Neither one of us could do backflips. Right. We left that to Damien.
So you have that, and that's the cool thing about groups, you know. And if you can kind of catch that, you know, that lightning in a bottle is what we would always call it. You know, you got to run with that. You know, so.
What about writing for a group? That's different, I would think, because if you're writing for an individual, that's one thing. But if you're thinking harmonies and stuff, how does that change the writing process for y'all?
Well, I think for us, I mean, first of all, we really grew. I know me personally as an artist, I grew so much and consider myself so fortunate to have been out on the road with Nick and Damien, because it's like the hard knocks, you know, you get to learn everything, every step of the way. You're out there, you're performing when you're sick, you're performing when things are good, you're performing when there's thousands of people out there, and you're performing when there's five people, and you gotta give it your all.
Right.
But I'm sorry, what was the question?
I have no idea. We're talking
about that was a great answer.
It was a great answer. It was a good answer. And world peace. And cheese.
And cheese. And the Iran.
We were
talking about writing for a group. We were talking about writing for a group.
I think I saw a butterfly.
Yeah, it happens.
That's what happens.
A shiny butterfly.
I saw a butterfly. That's my ADD. But, you know, when you're writing with a group, I know with the farm, it was definitely geared specifically for our vocal ranges. You know, each one of us has a pocket. So, which did make it harder sometimes, because sometimes we do it in a different key, you know, maybe not a key that I would sing it in or Damien would necessarily, you know, sing it in, but you got to make it work for the group, the greater good, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it does make it tricky sometimes. And of course, too, one of the main instruments in the farm was fiddle. So sometimes I know Nick would, you know, prefer it in a specific key because it was easier to play.
Easier to play, right. Yeah.
Exactly. So
they don't use capos on violin.
No,
unfortunately. I know.
That'd be interesting, though, if they did.
But it did make it tough. But, you know, like, it's like when you landed on something, it was so unique, you know, because of those factors, you know, it narrowed down a lot of what you could do and pull off as a group. But then when you found that thing that worked, it really worked.
Yeah. So how about thematically, when you're dealing with more than one singer, is there anything you need to, any things you need to stay away from or go towards because there's more than one person singing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like dealing with the different vocal ranges, you know, just that kind of thing alone. And, you know, I mean,
like subject matter.
Oh,
like
subject matter.
You wouldn't...
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, we've had songs that were pitched to us and songs that we would kind of start writing that we would try to keep like gender general, if that's the way. Yeah. So that way we could all deliver it in a sense where like, you know, and not that that's like
you can't super, do hey girl.
Yeah.
Most people don't like to be called it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
it. You.
you over there. You know, so yeah, a lot of that stuff made it. But, you know, what kind of started happening for us is like we found what was working for us was like three-part harmony, and people would kind of take leads in moments. And then it's just a matter of who was running the lead at that moment. And we were okay with kind
of... Is that kind of what you're doing now with the new project, with New North?
Yeah, it's
switching
it's,
off leads?
It's very similar to that. You know, we kind of have... It's pretty much like a duo type thing all the way through. I guess, you know, it's more duo all the way through, which would... We come across some of the same problems. But, you know, the way that we write, you know, it's just... I just think it's working, you know what I'm saying? So we figured if it's working for us, we'll keep running with it.
All right.
Very good. Very good. Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
We're going to be back with more of Damien Horn and Krista Marie and New North. Can we say New North now? Is that?
Absolutely.
That's the official. It's official.
New North.
It's official.
New North music,
baby. I love it.
All right.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That is Since You Broke My Heart. Brand new music by New North, made up of Damien Horn and Krista Marie, who we have here with us right now.
And are all primed up to do another song.
They are. So they've got guitars in their hands and everything.
Ready.
We should do one of those without any further ado things.
So without any further ado.
Well done.
New North.
There you go, doing that thing you do in my black t-shirt and them daisy dukes. Whoa, hold up now, baby. And there you go, shaking that thing you shake. It's almost more than my heart can take. Whoa, you're driving me all crazy. You made me wanna say, ooh, babe. You made me wanna say, ooh, babe. I get my hands on you, babe. It's gonna be like hold tight all night, 4th of July with the sparks fly. Little Applejack moonshine, you got me all good vibes in my mind. Look at you, you made me wanna say, ooh, 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 ooh. and shut my mouth. Show me what your eyes keep talking about. Whoa, let me tell you something. You look oh so good, I can't do without. Let's go somewhere where we can slow it down. Whoa, I ain't worried about nothing. You made me wanna say ooh, babe. Made me wanna say ooh, babe. I get my hands on you, babe. It's gonna be like hold tight all night. 4th of July, but the sparks fly. A little Applejack moonshine. You got me all good vibes in my mind. Look at you. You made me wanna say ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh. Got me feeling like down is up and up is down. I ain't drunk, but my head keeps spinning around. Ain't never seen a country girl in a baseball cap shine like a diamond on the floor like that. You know I've seen a lot of girls and that I'm jaded, but you're the finest thing that God ever created. Just wanna get you all alone and celebrate it. Don't make me say it. You made me wanna say ooh, babe. You made me wanna say ooh, babe. I get my hands on you, babe. It's gonna be like hold tight all night. 4th of July, but the sparks fly. A little Applejack moonshine. You got me all good vibes in my mind. Look at you. You made me wanna say ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Like listen that. To that crowd go crazy.
I know. Well, they are going crazy out there.
Hey, look at that.
That's my friends Larry and Beckett.
All right.
How about
that? That is great. You know what? So talk about writing that song. I mean, that's that. The lyrics, you'd almost hear that being up-tempo, but that's such a nice, sweet sound to it. That's great.
Absolutely. The you know, kind of the approach to most of this particular EP album that we're doing, it has more of a soulful kind of like feel-good, like, I don't know, just kind of one of those things that you just kind of groove to. It's not necessarily like super tempo type stuff, but very grooving and soulful stuff. And this is actually one of the songs in the project that we didn't write. And we heard this song. It was pitched to the farm a long time ago.
About 6 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Who wrote it?
And it was Brett James.
Okay.
Yeah. And when we heard the song.
That. You know,
Brett, what's he done? Lately?
Yeah, that
like,
guy.
Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
And we heard the song, and they pitched it to the farm, and we fell in love with the song, but just kind of the style and where we were headed at the time, it didn't really fit what we were trying to do. But it never left our minds, and then we kind of got back together, and we started writing stuff that was in a similar vein. Was,
that is awesome.
What about that song?
I love that story. I love the fact that an artist will remember a song all those years later, and they go back and record it, because you know, as songwriters, some you know, there's lots of ups and lots of downs.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when people pass on songs and that kind of thing.
And it's crazy how I always say that, you know, that like songs like that, you know, that they always eventually will find legs. You know, we got a lot of great friends who are songwriters. You know, Mark Beeson tells us stories about, you know, he wrote a song, you know, a couple decades ago that finally gets cut and then goes to number one. You know what I'm saying? Things like that happen. But great songs can do that, you know, and that was we just felt like it was a great song. It stuck with both of us. We both said the same thing. It was like, oh, what about that song? He's like, oh yeah, I remember that. I love that song. So it was just
like fine wine. I just had to sell her for a little while.
Yeah.
There you go.
Beautiful. We're gonna take a quick break. This last segment was brought to you by Tin Pan South.
Yes,
you guys have you guys played at Tin Pan South?
We have.
Yeah, there's that's great. I love these festivals.
Oh, I do too. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
It's coming up.
What is it?
March 28th through April 1st.
Yeah.
So a lot of April Fool's jokes going on that last night.
That's right.
Definitely catch some shows on April 1st. But you can go to tinpansouth.com, find out all the players that are going to be playing this year's lineup. Hundreds of players, a ton of venues around town. And it's always great.
It's incredible.
It's the highlight of the songwriting community around here.
It really is. There's 300 plus songwriters, 90 plus shows, 5 nights, 10 different venues. It's coming up in 15 days, 4 hours, 13 minutes, and 2 seconds.
Wow, that's pretty precise there.
Give or take.
Very specific.
Give or take.
Wow.
The passes are all sold out, but you can buy individual show passes still by going to tinpansouth.com. Check it out. We're going to be back with more of Damien Horn and Krista Marie here on The Music Row Show.
I woke up this morning and baby I knew I've been putting off something long overdue. There's another woman I belong to, and she holds a piece of my heart just like you. But I think it's time that I take you home, and mama.
Yeah, welcome back to the Music Row Show. If that song sounds familiar, it's because these guys just sang it for us a little while ago. That's Mama,
they
New
did,
Blue,
indeed.
Krista Marie and Damien Horn sang that for us. Love that song.
That's New North.
Song. New North.
What New Blue
say?
Is a...
Did I say New Blue?
New Blue.
Yeah, that's but a bluegrass, that's a bluegrass
New
band.
Blue. Yes,
very
I know.
Good.
I was thinking New North
right.
when I said
New Blue.
Blue.
You feel that little bluegrass in it. That's good.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've always thought that was bluegrass.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so you guys have both been dancing this dance of the music business for several years. In not only several years, but in what have been... probably the most volatile, strange, earth-shattering, everything changes every 6 months eras. I mean, there's not been anything like this as far as everything changing so rapidly. Right. How have the realities of, Krista, in your case, a record deal from 2007, how have those realities evolved from then a few years later with Warner Brothers? I mean...
Well, I feel like you need to at least... get dropped by a label 2 to 3 times to be a legit artist.
You're not,
in town,
you're not Nashville. So you haven't been dropped.
I look at it as 3 times a charm. So here we go, D.
Hey, you know what? And I feel like we're in the best time for an artist to have the power back in their hands. I really do.
As far as getting directly to the
absolutely,
listener.
You know, and I respect labels and I love labels, but like I feel like you know we're living in an era now where like. You know, it's cool. We can get together and create music and we can distribute music and we can get it into the hands of people who live on the other side of the world.
Right.
On our own, you know, and, and that's there's something empowering to that. And it puts you in a position where you can do what you want to do, you know, and we're both kind of at that point in our careers is we've done a lot. We've been blessed to do a lot. You know, we've done the label thing and we've been able to tour the world together, you know, and I think ultimately the last piece to that puzzle that we might haven't fully been able to do is make music exactly the way we want to.
Right.
And now we're at that point, you know, which is awesome. And because of stuff like, you know, social media and YouTube and different things like that, we can do that and we can find our audience. There's an audience, you know, out there for what we love to do. And we don't necessarily have to make it anything other than what we want it to be.
Another exciting piece to that puzzle, too, is for the first time, too, I know Damien and I are both doing our thing completely across the board. We're our own A&R team. We're our own writers. We're our own producers. And also, I've got a little thing on the side called Cade Media Design. And we're also going to be doing our own videos and our own lyric videos. And our we just produced our own photo shoot a couple months ago. So we're creating the images. We're basically creating our act from the ground up. But it's us. It's who we are. It's what we want. And we're able to do it all across the board, which... you know, back in the day, you really weren't, you know, you didn't have that kind of opportunity,
but
it's fun. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Remember
that fun word that I said? It's gotta be
there
fun.
You go.
It's
fun.
Fun.
I'm just picturing you trying to do your own photo shoot, you know, clicking the timer and going,
honey.
Go! And then you run in front of the camera, do your pose.
A lot of them are blurry, but we're going to work that part out.
That's right.
All you need is one good one. All you need is one good one.
We'll figure that part out later.
So then how is having all this creative freedom shaping your new project? I mean, are there any disadvantages of having so much free reign?
I don't see him yet.
I don't,
okay.
Yeah, we'll
I don't
you
see
know,
him. You know, like when we run across that, we'll let you know. But like, I mean, I think music. You know, the fun thing about music, and for me, I know is the freedom of it. You know, it's just like that's what it's supposed to be about. And I think, you know, and I believe it started that way. I think there was a period in time in music where it kind of got lost. You know, where it became more about, you know, the money and maybe some other things that necessarily wasn't, you know, like what people like. I started doing music as a kid. You know. Just writing songs alone because I loved writing songs.
Right.
And it's crazy because I always tell Krista, it's like, I'm all about playing music, you know what I'm saying? And I love the fact that I get paid to do that. But like, at the end of the day, it's about the love of music, you know, for me it is. And so I know being able to do this in a way that I love to do it and how I want to do it, you know, it's amazing. And then I can go find the audience for what I'm creating, what we're a part of, you know, and we don't have to necessarily, you know, well, make it a little more like this or say it a little more like this, you know, because you run across that, you know, and I get
when
it.
When you're dealing with a whole lot of people helping you make decisions.
Absolutely. Because, you know, and you're dealing with a lot of
study
other
group show
money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like when people are kind of putting their money involved in it, you know. Rightfully so.
So then going back to that song you sang earlier where you guys turned it down because of those kinds of considerations when you're with the farm, would you turn down that type of song now? I mean, is there like a focused sound you're going for, or would you do something out of left field just because you can?
I say we go left field. Because this is us,
you know, and that, we're living in an age where, you know, like, everybody's growing. It's like the iPod era. You know, people grow up listening to, everything. You know, everything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, I feel like, you know, there's no better time than now to be able to release. If it's good music, it's good music. That's a mantra of the Music Mafia.
So how
it's
do we
all
find,
about good music.
How do we find how do you guys find online? You?
How do we how find, do you find you? Us?
NewNorthMusic.com.
NewNorthMusic.com.
Not New Blue.
New North. All right. NewNorth.com. Go check out it. About release date? We got any...
When it's done, will you come back and visit with
Absolutely.
Us?
We would love to.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, you are our first.
You are our first. Thank you so much, WSM.
Yay. Well, thanks for joining us. Hey, we got another great hour show coming up. We've got the great Shelley Fairchild.
She's so great.
Is going to be joining us in just a second. She is here and ready to go. So come back in just a few minutes on the Music Row Show.